Life has its ups and downs, and like many of us, I face moments with depression. Music has always helped me find my way through, and I believe it can do the same thing for you. I'm James Cox, and this is the When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast, a podcast about the healing power of music.
Hey everybody, welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks, where we fight depression with the power of music. I am your professional handicapped host, James Cox. Today's guest is an international country artist whose music is rooted in real life, real emotion, and powerful storytelling. Robert Ross is a Canadian-Australian singer, songwriter originally from New Brunswick, Canada, whose sound has been shaped by classic country legends like Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard. I love them both. After serving more than 11 years in the Canada Army, Robert turned his life experiences into music that connects deeply with listeners. His debut album, It's Never Too Late, topped international indie country charts, and now is back with powerful new songs like Drink 'Em Down and heartfelt tribute Mama Song. I'm so excited to have you on, Robert. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you very much for having me on.
Right. So, was everything I said correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely correct, yeah.
Okay, good.
After the military, though, I did a whole bunch of other stuff in between, too.
we'll go into that one, too. Yeah, sir. Because from 2002, which is your debut record, to 2022, that's a good time between, you know, making records. But first,
Actually, the first album was out in 2019.
That's my bad, because I saw on Apple Music it said 2002, so maybe they got it wrong.
Apple Music, and there's another one too that has a whole bunch of stuff in there that's wrong, and it's not letting me go in and change some reason. So
because I see it's on you where it says Doctor Who, and that's not you, but it's on Robert Ross's.
There is another Robert Ross. Right. There's a few Robert Rosses, actually. Yeah. There's a rap artist, Robert Ross. There's a blues, Robert Ross. And now there's another young fella coming up out of Scotland. His name is Robert Ross also.
Well, I guess you're in good company then, right? Yes. But I just want to thank you for your service being in the Canadian Army, because my dad as well, he's a retired colonel in the Air Force.
It was my pleasure to do it. It was an honor to do it.
Yeah, but I guess over there, anywhere you any military outfit could get kind of overwhelming sometimes. So music really spoke to you when those times were kind of gloomy, I guess you would say, correct?
I'm sorry.
I don't know what I just said. Okay, so being in the military can be kind of rough, right? So I guess music for you would be kind of stress relieving, because being in the military could be kind of gloomy, right? Sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Music, not just military, any aspect of life, you know, it has its ups and downs, and it doesn't matter what happens, whether you're happy or sad or somewhere in between, there's always some kind of music there for you.
Right.
And music always pulls you through.
Yes. Yeah, it does. It really does. So I'm going to compliment you, and I don't know how this is going to come across, but I highly, highly think that you'll love it. Your music to me brings me back to the 90s country instantly, you know, and I don't know if that's a bad thing for you, good thing for you, you know, but listening to your music reminds me so much about the old times and all the good times that I had, you know, growing up in country, because country to me is my favorite genre of all time. Rock and metal, second favorite. You know, but it's always been country, you know. So I just want to thank you for making music to make me come back in a time where I was more happy than I don't want to say now, because now I'm happy too, but in my 30s I was diagnosed with depression, you know. So back then I didn't really know what depression was, you know, because I was like 15, so, you know, I didn't know what it was. But yeah, the 90s solidified my life, you know, towards country. So I just want to thank you for bringing all those emotions back to me.
Yeah, well, you're more than welcome. Yeah. And you nailed it right on the head. You know, my style of country it floats down that 80s, 90s style of country. And to me, like, there's a lot of very talented artists out there now. Do I call it country? Would I refer to as country? Probably not. There's some really not good ones that are coming up. Zach Top, wonderful. Cody Johnson, wonderful, you know, and there's a handful of other ones out there that are keeping it country. Lainey Wilson's another one, you know, that's keeping it country, and slowly bringing it back. It seems like from the year 2000, early 2000s is when it really started taking that big swing, and country music has always gone in and out of the parallel lines that contains country music, but it's always, you know, it stepped out and it's always come back in pretty much straight away. But this time here, when it stepped out, it just kept going left and left and left and left,
right.
And it just blurred the lines between all the genres of music, you know, so you don't know what's what anymore. You turn the radio on, it doesn't matter what channel you turned on to, it all sounds the same. Whereas back prior to 2000, you turn on a country station, you knew you were getting country. You turn on a rock station, you knew you're getting rock. You know, you had a pop station, you know, you got pop music and rap and R&B and blues, and everything had its own identity. Whereas now it's all just blended and blurred in together. But there's a lot. There's a handful of artists that are bringing it back around again, and there's people like me who have always held the line, and this is what country is to me, and what I believe country should be.
Yeah. I completely agree with you on like the category of subgenres. You know, back then we just said we listened country, rock, metal. And nowadays it's like, I listen to new metal, pop, country. I'm like, who? Just give me one genre and you're all for the races. You know, you don't have to, you know, subjugate different genres to get your point across. It's either country, rock, metal, or rap. You know, that's all that needs to be said. But I think everybody is so eager to put themselves in their own category that they make up categories for themselves, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And yeah, it just the thing with people coming into country music that aren't country is that, you know, country is biggest growing genre of music. And then, of course, big industry capitalizing on that, wanting to get into the big money and then bringing all these young artists in and pop artists in and rappers and everything coming in, bringing in the country. And it's all been about the dollar sign. It has nothing to do with country music at all.
Right. Yeah. Because many artists aren't getting paid to what they ever need now, you know, because it's much more enlightening for me to support artists such as yourself by buying your actual merchandise, you know.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Yeah,
actual merchandise sales is more helpful to the artist than just streams, you know. Because you can get like a million streams, and that's good, that's awesome, you know, a million streams, but from it doesn't pay you anything, you know, what you know you would think, you know.
So that's right. Yeah. Dreams don't put food on the table.
There you go. Yes. Dreams will get you there, but it won't put you through the table. Yes, sir.
That's right.
So, what do you cite Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard as influences? When you first heard those artists, what did they teach you about the truth through a song?
Well, the thing about those guys is that The music had stories. It had a lived-in path, something that was understandable. And when you get a song that is written that way and is presented that way as those two, and there's many other artists that do it also, but when the songs are presented that way and they're so well written that you can feel the song, it speaks right to the soul. It's not just something that you hear in your ears and in your head. It speaks to your inner ear, and it just makes you feel the song, and it can pick you up. It can make you go through the whole gamut of emotions.
And I strongly agree because I think that the art of storytelling is slowly coming back, with the main person is bringing back is Chris Stapleton, and I'm sure you've heard of
Yeah,
him. Great stuff.
phenomenal, phenomenal entertainer, phenomenal writer.
Yep, Luke Combs is also ringing in the back,
Yeah.
and a laptop is what you mentioned before, and everybody like that. But yeah, I'm hoping the day that we get like a plethora of nothing but stories and songs now, because
Yeah.
because to me today's country is not like 90s country like you and I grew up with. It's just not the same.
No, that's right. Yeah, it's gone off in a whole different field, and it's just like I say, it is coming back, thank God. And the 80s, 90s feel of country is coming back, and there's some good artists out there that are pulling it along real good, and people like me too, who have always stayed true to that, and just keeping on, keeping on.
There you go. There you go. So when did you know that you wanted to pursue country? Was it like a after birth kind of thing, like already in your life? Or did you find it along the way?
Well, it's something that I've always wanted to do. I've always loved music and I always loved singing, but I would never ever do it in public. I was very shy as a young fella, and very ashamed, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, to sing out in public. So I would sing, but I would do it when nobody was around. I'd go for a walk in the woods or something, and I'd sing back, in the woods or in the room singing along to a record, but I would never sing in front of anyone. And it wasn't till later on in life that I got the nerve up to finally sing in front of people, and it just went from there.
So, how did you overcome that nerve? I mean, did you practice in front of your friends, family first, or did you just go right into it? Say, it whatever happens, happens.
Yeah,
Because sometimes,
just jump right in.
jump,
Just jump right in. Yeah. I give credit to the military, my military service. I give credit to the military for that, because the military teaches you, it gives you confidence, and it gives you that chance. Like, when you have to get up in front of fellow soldiers and teach a lesson or something like that, give instructions, get out on the parade square and give instructions for drill. And so it gives you that confidence to be able to talk in front of people. And I remember when I did my first leadership course, we had to they had this box, and it had a small little hole in the top, big enough to get your hand in. And what you had to do was you had to reach your hand in real quick, as quick as you could, just reach in, grab something, pull it out. So you didn't have time to feel around, so you could find and figure what it was. So you reach in the box, pull it out, and didn't know what it was. It could be a paper clip, could be a pencil, could be
Anything.
an eraser or anything. And then you had to talk about that item for 10 minutes. And
Wow.
so
Wow.
so so yeah, so it gives you the confidence to be able to have your thoughts, to put it out there, and then go out and actually talk about it. And it gives you the confidence to talk in front of people about anything. So that's where I got the confidence to be able to get on stage and sing in front of people.
I can't imagine talking about a paperclip for 10 minutes. That's just wild for me, man. It's like it can only hold paper together. That's all against, you know, that's all you gotta say, you know, not much
Yeah, well,
more.
you can talk about the color of it, you can talk about the texture of it, you can talk about what
That,
it's made
yeah,
of, you know,
that's true.
you can talk about the shape of it, you can talk how many bends there are in it. So it's just, you know, it's just creating things. And of course, you don't want to talk too fast
Right,
because
exactly. Drag it out, you know.
so that's right. So it teaches you that too, you know, structure in presenting.
Military is very good for structure and learning and being on time and what you got to do right there, you know. Yeah, my dad was a colonel, you know. But so I mean, he always told me if you're on time, you're already late.
That's
You
right.
know, so you better be early or don't come by, you know, just stay home or
Yeah.
something, you know. So, speaking of military life exposes you to moments most people never experience, you know, because a lot of people don't want to be in the military, can't be in the military. I can't be in the military because of my disability, although I wanted to if I didn't have this CP. Are there any certain emotions or memories from that time that still show up when you're like songwriting today?
It's there in my life, it'll never go away. Thoughts are still there. Does it have a direct impact on the songs I write? There are some. There's one in particular, off my first album, Don't You Cry. It's a very emotional song. And do you remember the TV show MASH?
I do, yes, I
Yeah.
do, yeah.
Well, MASH is one of my favorite shows of all time. And being an ex-service member, there's one episode that really gets me. It hits me straight in the heart every time, and it makes me cry every time that I see it. And it's the episode where Colonel Henry Blake gets his papers to go home, and his plane gets shot down over the Sea of Japan, and he never made it home to his family. So, you know, there's so many of our brothers and sisters that's happened to, where they've gone through hell, and you know they get that chance to come home, and they still don't make it home after surviving all of that. They still don't get to make it home. And I know Colonel Henry Blake was a fictional character,
Yeah, but that's still, man.
but the thing is, you know, it's very real.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't matter, like any conflict that our brothers and sisters head into, there's a very great chance that they will not get back to their loved ones again. So that was really playing on my mind when that song got written. And that song fell out of me in about 9 minutes. It was there start to finish. And that's what triggered it. I just finished watching that episode of MASH, the one Colonel Henry Blake going home. And I was getting ready to go to bed, and I just kind of wandered over to my desk and sat down. And that song just fell out of me real quick. And there's a lot of songs out there that are written from the perspective of, I've lost someone, you know, this person has died, and this is how I'm feeling, you know, I'm sad, and so on and so forth. But the way that this song came out was, it was written from the person who had passed away. Is written from their perspective, talking back to the ones that they left behind, saying, "Don't you cry. I'll still be there with you. I'll be in your hearts. I'll be in your memories, and I'm going to live on through you." And so that, I guess, in that aspect, the military was playing a part on that. That song in particular.
Wow. I don't think that the civilians, I'm gonna call them civilians because that's what we do in the military. Civilians other than military, I don't think that they grasp the total aspect of the military. Yeah, they see our soldiers going out in battle and protecting them from the bad guys or whatever you have, you know. But a lot of people forget that a lot of soldiers, like you say, don't make it home to their families, you know. And a lot of people overlook that fact, you know. So yeah, that's a really, I'm gonna have to find it, that episode and really pay attention to it, you know, next time. Yeah, because I watch MASH, but I've never seen that episode you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, I've watched. I used to have the box set on it, and I've
Yeah.
watched it through
Yeah.
many times.
Right, yeah.
There's not a single episode that I have not
Did
seen and mashed.
you watch
I
the
love it.
whole? Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Speaking about the military and okay, so it's so when people I know I've heard a lot of stories from different people in my life that they don't really want to go away from the military because they're not sure what the purpose is outside of the military, you know. And I guess that's true. And I guess that's true for every soldier because it's like, well, I served my purpose. Now what? You know, now I'm not doing what I did in the military.
Right.
What would you want to say to them to make them feel heard? Okay, you know, probably your story just kind of lines up with theirs, like them, because you actually found a purpose outside the military, you know. What would you say to them that actually like are struggling to look for something outside their military?
Yeah, it's just a matter of sitting down and finding out what your love is and knowing what you want to do. You know, you have to really think about it because we all know deep inside of ourselves what we want. It's just that a lot of people don't take action on it. You
Right.
know, it's like, yeah, I'd love to do that, but you know, I'd love to
Yeah.
do this, but and we are our own biggest obstacle most of the time. It's just a matter of going out, trying it, try anything. You know, you don't know if you're going to succeed at it. You don't know if you're not going to like it once you start. So whether it's one thing or whether it's 100 things, just go and do. That's probably the biggest thing. Get involved, and especially getting out of the military because it's hard because in the military. It's different than Civvy Street because there's the brotherhood and knowing that that person next to you has your back no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that I served with in the army that, you know, didn't really care much for as a person kind of thing, you know, and you get that in any walk of life.
Oh,
There's going
yeah.
to be people that, you know, you get along better with than others. But in the military, for lack of better words, let's say your worst enemy that you're working with, the person that you don't like the most, that you're working with, when it comes down to the crunch, that person will be there to back you up no matter what. And you don't get that out on Civvy Street. You know, a lot of times when things get tough or get hard and you need someone, that's when you don't have someone in on Civvy Street, and it makes it very hard. But in the military, there's always they'll always have your back, which is the thing that I loved about it. And the thing that I had to adjust most to when I got out of the military was that brotherhood was gone, wasn't there anymore.
Right.
You know, you still have friends, you still have a handful of friends, but and those people will be there for you through thick and thin. But where in the military, it's the whole community that's there for you,
Yeah.
which makes it easier to
Oh
hold
yeah.
things together.
Yeah, right. So there's three songs I want to ask you about, and these are my favorite songs that, from you from your albums that I've loved. One is from an album, and I think two of them are your singles from last year and this year. First song I want to talk to you about is Jack Daniels. You know? Man, that's fun. That's a fun song, brother, you know?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So could you go into detail about how you created that song and the way you made it like a fun vibe for everybody, you know?
Yeah, well, that song is loosely based around an event
Okay.
that
Okay. Yeah.
happened. I was in Australia, and I was in this town called Gladstone. It's on the central coast of Queensland.
Right.
And we wrapped up and out partying with the boys and that, and decided to, you know, hit the town. Of course, we went out and we went hard.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So yeah, drinking pretty hard that night. And so at 4 o'clock in the morning, it was time to go home. And if you try to get a taxi, at the best of time in Gladstone, it's near impossible. But at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're hard pressed to. So anyway, here I am, 4 o'clock in the morning in this town, no drive home, and I knew where I was staying, but it was probably about 6 miles away, and there's no way that I was going to walk there.
Right.
So, because I have Canadian accent, I was born in Canada. Australia's home, but I was born in Canada. And so anyway, I said, well, what do you do? So I walked up over the hill, found the police station, went and knocked on the door, and the officer, she buzzed me in, and she goes, yes, sir, how can I help you? I said, well, I'm trying to get home, trying to get a taxi, and I can't. She goes, oh, I know, it's so hard to get a taxi here.
Oh, okay.
I said, I know where I'm going, but I don't know how to get there, which was a little bit of a white lie.
Right.
And being as drunk as I was at the time, I probably would have got lost. So she said, well, just go outside and wait there for a minute, sir. So I walked back outside, and a police cruiser pulled up, two coppers in it. One of them got out, opened the back door for me. I got in, I gave them the address, and they drove me home. This is where I was, well, home, but where I was staying. And so anyway, I got to bed probably about 4:30 in the morning, and I know seven it was 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning that morning. So I'd only slept for
Couple
three
hours.
maybe 4 hours, and I woke up and I wrote that song, Jack Daniels.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a great one, man. Another song that I want to talk to you about, it came out this year, re very recently, February 27th. This is your newest single, For You Girl. I found that really, really beautiful, like a soul searching song. Was this based on anybody in your life that you love?
Yeah, that my muse for that was my beautiful other half, Sue. Definitely had her in mind when I was writing that song, and I wanted to make it fun too, because there's always that chase in life. The guy's chasing the girl, or the girl chases the guy. There's always that chase somewhere within that beginning parts of the relationship, and I wanted to make it a little fun that way. So I actually wrote that song a number of years ago, but when I moved to Nashville in 2023, I met up with a gentleman that I had known for many years, Mr. Gil Grand, who is a great songwriter, great artist in his own right, and he was getting into producing. He had produced another album before that, and we met up and we got chatting, and he said he would love to produce my next album. So I threw some songs over, threw about 40 songs over to him that I had written, and he said, okay, I think these songs will work good for an album. And I said, yeah, cool. So we started working with that, and he said, do you mind if I tweak a couple of the songs? I said, no problem, I'd be honored. So there was five of the songs that he made some changes to, and some of the changes I agreed with, some of them I didn't. And so For You Girl was one of the songs that he'd made a couple of changes, and then he sent it back to me, and then I made a couple more changes, sent it to him, and that we went back and forth like that till we got to that final product. So that was a co so it's put down as a co-write with Gil Grand, that one. And yeah, it's just a fun song. It was a whole lot of fun. The video, have you seen the video?
I have not yet.
Look it up. The video is a lot of fun. Yeah, the video, we filmed it all here in Nashville, and I had a couple of really dear friends that volunteered to be my main actors in it. And Shannon Bassoni, she plays the female part, the one being the girl being chased, and Mr. Kinsley Wood, he's the chaser. And they're both incredibly gifted songwriters also, and very dear friends.
Going back to when I said your music reminds me of the 90s music, there's this one song that I listened to and instantly brought me back. Like I said, that song is Better With Time.
Baby, come and sit with me. Wipe away the teardrops from your cheeks. I think I know what's weighing on your mind. You count the years that's passed on by, but believe me when I say that I think you're only getting better with time. So baby, just grow old with me, and all will be as it should be. Don't let the mirror tell you lies. Behind every little lie, there's a memory like old fine wine, and you're only getting better with time. Just the way you are, you'll never have to look real far, or in my eyes, true love you will find. Sweetheart, don't you change a thing, 'cause beauty only grows with age, and you're only getting better with time. Just grow old with me, and all will be as it should be. Don't let the mirror tell you lies. Behind every little lie, there's a memory like old fine wine, and you're only getting better with time.
Okay, yeah.
And that, I don't know how to express it, but yeah, that does bring me back to the good old days, you know, back when it wasn't like this, like the state, like the setting we're in now. Could you dive deeper into that song for me? Because I just love that song to death. I just can't.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that one, that's actually the title song off of my current album.
Okay.
The album's titled Better With Time. And I guess that's something that we all strive for, to get better with time. Hopefully we get better with time. But when I was writing that song, that's another one of those songs that I had written back a little while back. And Gil made a couple of changes, and we worked back and forth on that one to come up with the final product, what's been recorded. But when I wrote that song, I was thinking about my lovely other half, Sue. And thinking how beautiful she is, and you know how she doesn't have to wear makeup. She's never had cosmetic surgery, and you know she just gets better with time. She's a beautiful lady, and it's the sad thing is that we live in a society where it's very focused on image. And if people really looked at themselves and didn't pay that much attention to all the hype, the Hollywood hype or the magazine hype, and just actually thought about it, of how beautiful people are, it as you age, the lines on your face, that's not ugly, that's beautiful. That's life. That's stories. That's happiness. That's the ups and downs of life. That's living. So there's nothing ugly about that. That's beautiful.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. I just wish more people would stop getting plastic surgery all over the place, you know?
Oh,
It's
I
just,
know. It's
yeah, it's
criminal what
pretty,
some of these doctors are doing to these beautiful people.
I have one more question for you, but I deeply, deeply thank you for coming on, and I beg you to come back anytime you want to, okay?
My pleasure, James. Thank you so
Okay,
much.
sure. The last question is, looking back at your journey so far, soldier, performer, songwriter, right? What has music taught you about about yourself?
Growth.
Growth.
And it's been a long journey to who I am. And it hasn't always been that way that I could look in a mirror and like who I saw, but I can look in a mirror any day of the week now and like who I see. And that's important.
Amazing. So before we go, I'm gonna give you some shout outs. You're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of the fun social medias, right?
I am, yes. And on Facebook and Instagram, you can find me at Robert Ross Music. And on TikTok, you can find me at Robert.Ross.Music. So TikTok, yeah, TikTok
TikTok
is
is a little bit different, yeah.
Robert.Ross.Music. And then, yeah, you can find me Robert Ross on YouTube. And then on the streaming platforms, you can find me Robert Ross. And then you'll see this mug here up. Plastered all over
Awesome,
it.
awesome. Yeah. What I'll do is I'll leave all the fun descriptions and links so everybody can get there as soon
Appreciate
as they
that.
click it. Yeah, but
And
we are.
also my website too. You can find me at robertrossmusic.com. So it's pretty easy. It's just if you type in Robert Ross Music, it'll pop up.
And are we selling any merchandise? Because I know I said before that it helps musicians famously more than just streams,
If you go to my website and there's a section there that you can go and find merchandise there. It's called Store, I believe.
It's shop for anybody who wants
Shop, that's
to.
it.
Okay, so you
That's
got
it, yeah.
hoodies, tank tops, water bottles, hats, all the fun stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, all kinds of great
That's
stuff, yeah.
awesome. Yeah, I'm gonna have to order me a hat or something, get rid of this
Yeah,
one.
well,
But you're about
if you Yeah, when you get your hat, please take a picture and post it up on social
Yes.
media
I'll
and tag me in.
tag you in. Yeah, because
Yeah.
it's funny that we use like hashtags and now, I've been coming from like the times of the wall phone, to a portable phone. It's just amazing to see what the world has become. But
Oh, I
sometimes
know, yeah.
you need music
Yeah.
to
Yeah.
counteract that depression and anxiety and all the
Yeah.
bad stuff, and that's what music
Yeah.
does,
Yeah, well, it's with social media and the phones and all that too. That's one thing to keep in mind is that you still need that physical contact to get out and interact with real people. And it's having like a double-edged sword effect that it is helping in a sense, but sometimes if people take it too far, then they lose that contact of meeting people and socializing with people. So that can also lead in that direction. So I guess the big thing is all things in moderation.
Yes, moderation
You
is
have
key
to,
word.
that's right. Yeah. So you have to do this, but get out and meet people face to face and as humans, we need that contact. We need that physical contact. Very important.
And we do.
But with talking about tagging me in post and that, just make sure it's tag Robert Ross Music,
Got it.
and that way it'll come directly to me. And a note to your listeners
Yes,
that
please.
I'm really big on my fans. You know, to me, the fans are incredibly important, and without them, I don't get to do what I do. So I really love the interaction on social media. I get out there, and if someone comments, I always try to comment on it, or at least like it, or something. I interact back, and if they ask me a question, I'll always do my best to answer them. If they send me a message, whatever, I really enjoy that. I love communicating with them and hearing from people. So, feel free to drop me a line anytime, and I'll definitely get back to you.
Nice. Well, we honestly love you, and thank you one more time for coming on the show. And like I said before, come back anytime, okay?
My pleasure, James. Thank you so much for having me on. I truly, truly appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And with that said, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And always remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.